end of the month and Nevin has appeared.
Oh my God.
Thank you for bringing the coffee.
Well, listen, you're welcome. It's the least I could do. I forgot the soups last week, sorry.
No,
they were delicious.
Coffee is most
I know. Isn't it lovely? Hard to beat a nice cup of coffee.
That's lovely, thank you. Mm. So what are your plans for today?
Well, eggs. If you were to ask me one ingredient.
Yes, fish.
As a chef.
Well, talking about fish
all
the time.
What's the one ingredient?
Suddenly it's all
about fish. You can't live without eggs.
A chef.
Eggs. Oh my God. I love eggs. What's your take on eggs? You?
I like eggs.
You like eggs?
You still go to work on an egg. And then they said you shouldn't have them every day.
I know you do. You can have them every day.
But you're back having them every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why did they tell you not to have them every day?
Listen, things change all the time. This is good for you. This isn't, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's all about real food, fresh food, and that's what it's about.
But that was an original idea.
Yeah.
Go to work on an egg. It was very good for
absolutely.
You. My father had a raw egg every morning.
A raw?
Yeah. You know, he'd be put it into the thing and take it. This was apparently very good.
I see a lot of rugby players doing that, you know, or used to over the years, you know.
Yeah.
Egg whites in particular.
Awful.
Oh, my God.
Awful.
So I used to use the egg whites or egg yolks for ice cream. Yeah. So anyway, eggs.
We met a woman in Naples with her eggs, but that's a whole different story. Tell me what you have planned. Tell me what you have planned.
Now, my twin brother's not a fan of eggs, but I am.
Right.
So I have two recipes for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
A very basic one, eggs and toast.
You're not probably coming in here telling me how to
put eggs
on toast.
Probably one of the most basic ones, but I have another one. We'll start off with the more one. It's baked eggs with tomatoes and a nice mature cheddar cheese.
Oh.
So this will serve four. So we're using some ripe vine tomatoes, or what you could do is you could use the cherry tomatoes, cut them in quarters.
Okay.
Put them at the bottom of
which
a dish.
Which do you prefer, the cherry tomatoes or
smaller?
I think
they're sweeter. I think they're lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Marty, you've been to Italy, that beautiful country, so many times. There's nothing like their tomatoes. It's the sun. Basil, it's the sun, and that's the reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We try to grow tomatoes, I'm saying, in Black Lion, our gardener, and we just don't get enough sun. Now, there's lots of lovely growers in Ireland, you know, around the country who are lucky to grow lots of lovely varieties, but cherry tomatoes for me, they're gorgeous.
Oh,
I love them.
They're gorgeous.
So chop them into quarters, put them into a ramekin dish, Marty. Mm. I don't have one to show you, but like it's about maybe 3 inches in depth, so the tomatoes can go into that. This is so easy. And what you do then, okay, you actually crack one egg, so it's one egg per person into the dish. So you have your tomatoes there, your cracked egg raw, you drizzle over one spoonful of cream, so it's 4 tablespoons of cream per egg, okay? And then you grate some cheddar cheese over that. So a nice mature cheddar cheese. There's a really nice one called Drina Cheddar, Simply Better, one of the only people that I know who have done this project where they've actually went to a single farm, because all cheddar cheese is from different co-ops and different milks and whatever But this is a specific project that they worked on for nearly 2 years with Sheridan's cheese. So I was up and down to Bandon to the creamery there just tasting it, and it's a fascinating project. But that we went to the farm and we met the producers who actually their milk is just, it's only their milk used in the cheese.
Oh, I see,
so
okay.
Drina cheddar.
It's
an everyday cheddar. It's not a mature one. Now they are working on a mature one, but it takes 12 months.
But does it make it therefore specific to them?
Yes. Well said.
That's interesting.
You know, and it's a lovely one. Now you can do this with lots of other cheese, like a blue cheese.
What are they called?
Cheese, Drina Cheddar. Yeah, it's a Pilinson in West Cork, and you know Cork, they are just the best. Fantastic after Cavan people. So what you do, you bake these off in the oven.
What?
So you get a tray, and like a deep tray lined with a little bit of boiling water, put in your ramekins. The oven I have in the recipe at 190.
Oh, hot.
You can do these into small little frying pans called a blini pan, or else ramekins. So whatever you have, a small little pan, but it's best to do individual ones. You bake them in the oven, okay, for 15 minutes until the egg is just set. Now, if you don't want to use the tomatoes, you could get a little bit of Ballymaloe relish, which is gorgeous. So you have a little bit of mustard and sugar and all that in there. Spoonful of that, crack your egg. You could put even some spinach. You can bulk it up. You can put a little bit of cooked ham. I've done this at home with Serrano ham.
Oh.
So it's a lovely, lovely quick recipe. The grated cheese on top is gorgeous. And then serve that with some nice sourdough bread. Grilled.
That's lovely.
It's really
That's lovely.
Easy.
It's brunch.
Really easy.
I love that.
Very simple.
Baked eggs with tomatoes and mature cheddar cheese.
And even an easier recipe now, eggs on toast.
I don't believe you're doing this,
God,
but anyway.
I know, I'm sorry. But we're serving this with a prosciutto da Parma ham.
Ah, look at you now. You big
I know that.
Posh thing.
Well, it's only because I've been there and I wouldn't have known how protective they are of the Parma ham.
Aren't
and
they?
Just for your listeners, they're so clever, the Italians.
Yeah.
With their PGI, which means protected geographical indication. It means that only Parma ham can be produced in Parma, not in Milan, not in anywhere. They're so clever. And when you buy a packet of Parma ham, a quarter of the packaging has to have that we stamp on it, the crown. And it has to be matured for 12 months until it can be
It can't be anywhere else.
Absolutely not. No, they're so particular about that. You can get prosciutto, but prosciutto the Parma, they're really particular about that. So when I was over there on my food trails, I learned so much. And there is this logo called PGI, Protected Geographical Indication. They have hundreds of it in Italy, more than France and Spain put together.
And it's not just, is it just for foodstuffs?
Yes, good question. Food and wine.
Food and wine,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good, very good question. Yeah.
Like Modena. I mean,
yeah, it's the vinegar.
The vinegar.
The parmesan.
The oil. No, but the oil in Modena, and you see it has to be from Modena.
Oh, that's it. Because they're very particular.
Look at the back.
Well, we could learn a lot. So in Ireland, I think we have about 8 producers, and the great food we have in Ireland with this logo. It takes 4 years to get this logo.
Okay.
And it's a European guideline.
I was going to say that. It's part
so
of
it
European
means it can only be produced in this area.
Okay.
So, example, the Blan Waterford, Sleen Black and White Pudding, Loch Ness Eels, Cumber Potatoes. These are all different foods would have it.
Okay.
So a prosciutto the Parma. Anyway, for the egg.
Yes.
Heat a pan, a little drizzle of oil, a little bit of butter, crack in your egg. And the secret into cooking a fried egg is a lid on it. Have the pan hot.
Yes, yeah.
Crack in one egg at a time. If you're nervous about cracking an egg, crack it into a little cup and then slide it in. And then put the lid on it so it creates steam and it cooks it. An egg will cook in about maybe 2 minutes on a medium heat. Not a too high of a heat. Have it lovely and soft. The most important thing about the Parma ham or the Serrano you can use, which is the Spanish version, room temperature, never from the fridge.
Okay.
Ever. So leave it out for half an hour. Put that on the side of the plate with your egg, lots of black pepper, a little bit of sourdough bread, and then you could serve that with a nice tomato relish or leave it as it is. Well, you know what I love with that is some cherry tomatoes with olive oil and balsamic.
Lovely. Beautiful.
It's so lovely.
It's perfect. And
I'd have that a lot at home now.
It could be in Italy.
Absolutely.
But that makes me starving.
I know.
You blunt. Anyway, eggs on toast.
Sorry.
And now you're
very
fine.
Basic.
And baked eggs with tomatoes and mature cheddar cheese. I love both of those. Mm. They're fantastic. That's terrific. Listen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm starving now.
Are you hungry?
Go to work on an egg.
Go to work on an egg. I love it.
It was, yeah.
Yeah,
it's real.
Yeah.
Till next week.
See you next week.
God bless you.
God bless. Thank you.
Take care. Safe home.